We've had a common firearms law since the 1990s. The Commission proposed many changes. The original Commission proposal would have been enormously difficult for hunters, for shooters, for collectors, even for museums, and would have been very, very difficult legally. So we have completely rewritten this to come up with what should be a much more workable proposal. But at the same point, we've also closed a loophole regarding so-called salute firearms, and these were very poorly deactivated and sold without permission, and then were used very sadly in the Charlie Hebdo attack, and other caches of these so-called salute firearms have been found elsewhere, including in the UK. So closing that loophole was important for security reasons, but also having a balanced proposal that works. I want to make it clear that that change on deactivation only applies to the so-called salute and acoustic firearms. These are ones that converted from live firers into blank firers, and they will now stay in their original category. A totally deactivated firearm that can no longer be used and cannot be reconverted, you will not need to have a license for, but you in the future will need to notify the authorities. This was a complicated negotiation, but that was the exact issue, was these salute and acoustic firearms that were too easy to get hold of and then too easy to turn back to fire live ammunition.